Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing? Come on in. Sit on down. It's time for a live Q&A. The Wednesday evening. Let's have a laugh. Let's have a chat. Let's see what's going on within in each other's lives. Let's keep the community strong. I'm here for an hour today because I'm going to do a show just after this for members only. It's been a while. I did about 11 members only chats, which usually were like the after show of the Truth of Therapy session, or maybe like what I'm doing today, just after I finish an hour of a live Q&A, we switch over and we go straight to members only. So that's going to happen again today. That's scheduled for 11:30 my time, which I think is, what's that? 5 hours difference, 6:30 for you guys, maybe in the East Coast. I don't know, but that's what's happening after this show, guys. You've got me for an hour now public, and then we're going to go members only for the last hour. And the last hour, I actually want to talk and share with you guys the second book for the Nephilim Look Like Clowns. I'm going to do a reading from what I've been writing recently, show you kind of the feel, the flavor, what the second book's kind of going to be like, the tone, and the kind of research that's going to be there. So that's what's going to be for members only. And like I said, if you want to join, I think it's like $2 or something to be a member of YouTube. That gets you access. And it's more intimate. I found the members-only chats are a lot more fun because it's more of a direct conversation with the chat. Just me and the chat, just back and forth. And obviously, it's members' opportunity to ask me anything they want. And because it is kind of members-only, not really public access, I can kind of get away with saying a lot more. So we can have a bit more fun in those as well. But that's what's coming on after this show. But you got me for an hour now. And for this show, again, it kind of comes off the cuff, off the back, shall I say, of me. I've just been on with Izzy Griffin. Izzy Griffin is someone I talked to like a year ago. I think he's like a musician. I think he runs his own merch stuff as well. And I think he's very much in the music industry. I think he like walks in like Sam Tripoli circles loosely, maybe. I'm not sure. But I was on his podcast, The Couch Philosopher, talking about the music industry and the Nephilim Like Clown connections and channeling and things like this about a year ago. And since then, I think it seems like he's pivoted and gone like full conspiracy theorist YouTuber. And he's been hitting it hard with the esoteric knowledge stuff. And it was good talking to him. And he wanted to know my opinion on laughter, comedians of the modern age, how comedians kind of run our culture. And we had a really good, deep conversation about the spirits behind the modern world, the modern Western world, and what's kind of driving our movements and our ideologies and our temperaments. And it was a really good conversation, a very deep conversation, deeper than usual, I'll say that. I got into some pretty esoteric stuff on there, which I'm not used to. It's been a while, you know, but I had to pull from my memory bank of knowledge that I kind of researched years ago. And after finishing that podcast, it was only like a 40-minute talk, and I'll be releasing that to members only soon and to Patreon as well. By the way, the members only chat for YouTube will go on Patreon, so it's available for everybody who subscribes to me in any way, shape or form. But I will be releasing that anyway, so you can listen to it. I think he's releasing it half and half on his own platform, half Patreon, half public. I don't know what he's doing with it, but my listeners will be able to hear that discussion. And after finishing it, I was kind of thinking about, you know, when I first became a conspiracy theorist or a truther. I mean, conspiracy theorist, I suppose, isn't really the word. It's kind of the best we've got, you know. I'm really just somebody, a researcher. That's what I became, a researcher. So I was researching and I was looking for answers. I was looking for spirituality. I was looking for God, you know, and you can't help but discover all the corruption that's around while doing that, because it's through observing all the corruption everywhere that makes you realize there's like a malevolent force working through civilization, which inevitably leads to you saying, well, if they believe in Satan, I better start looking into God as a serious reality, you know. And through that journey in the early days, I was researching a lot of topics, which I feel may have got a memory hold or stored and compressed deep within the memory hard disk in my brain, you know, like compressed, squashed down into a tiny bit, put right to the back of there to make room for new information. But it's there, and I'd have to like decompress it, you know, and unzip the file and get everything out again and see what's going on to remember what it is I learned years ago. And I have this old hard drive somewhere, I can't see it to hand, but I have this old hard drive of mine, which I had from even when before my laptop got stolen years ago. And I lost a lot of stuff in like 20, I think it would have been like 20, yeah, it would have been like 2016, 2017 period. And I was doing the Nephilim Clown stuff at that point as well, so it must have been after 2016. But I got robbed, my house got broken into, and I lost my laptop. And I lost years of work, and I compiled years worth of video backlogs from like that golden age of conspiracy on YouTube, you know, like the 2010 to the 2016 period, where there was just wild videos coming out every other day and week showing all the symbols and signs everywhere in the movies and in the media and in the music industry and like in what the presidents are doing and the prime ministers are doing and all the hidden codes and signs and numerology and whistleblowers and all of it, you know what I mean? What's that sign up in the sky? What was that Chaplinks meteor thing about? You know, what's that weird thing? What's that spiral over Norway? All that stuff. I had it all backed up. I had it all just thousands of hours stored on that laptop, and I never backed it up onto a hard drive, and I hate myself for it. Like, what was I thinking? I just thought the good times would go on forever and nothing bad would happen to me. Why would I lose all this stuff, you know? And I did find an old hard drive, and there's like a few things on there, like, but not a lot, not as much as I know I had. And in a way, I'm kind of like upset about it, because that's just not around anymore. You don't see it anymore. And first of all, it's a call out for anyone listening. Like, do you have a backlog yourself of all of these videos from years ago that you might be able to share a link with me or give public access to in some way through Google Documents? I don't know. Find a way to get it out there so I can re-download a lot of these things. I'm sure somebody out there created a backlog. But I was upset about it because I realized like I forgot a lot of the things I learned in those times. Forgot, internalized, integrated into my knowledge bank, but it's kind of like, these were the basics that you first wake up and start realizing. The banking industry stuff, the medical industry and the corruption within all of that, the food industry and the corruption with all that and the chemicals and Monsanto and all these type of things, you know. Then you've got like the media corruption and the control over minds throughout there, and then you've got the music industry corruption, the Illuminati handlers, MK Ultra mind control, all these topics, you know. Then you've got like the historical corruption, but the weird stuff where it's like took like the Thule Society and Vermanas and the hidden Nazi agendas in Antarctica, you know what I mean, making it to Hollow Earth, and it's kind of got all that kind of level of conspiracy research that I kind of I've kind of forgot a little bit. And I realize, well, I've got my thing. I'm focusing on what I'm focused on now, you know, and I've got my Nephilim clan research and I've carved my own path in a way. And I contribute what I can to the community when I can. But I kind of want to be reminded of topics that were big then in that time. If you were around, if you're an OG like me, you know, you've been in the game for like a decade or two, you'll remember some things, some events. You know, and I didn't even mention there, do you remember all the 9/11 stuff back in that time that was coming out and being revealed about what really happened that day? You know, it was some wild times. It was changing everything. Yeah. And Mandela Effect just broke for the first time as a topic and people were losing their shit. Like, what is this? What is going on here? You know, and that sparked hours and just weeks and months and years of speculation and research and discussion. And then it was just one thing after another, you know, no forest on flat earth arrives. And it's kind of like, what's going on here? Why are all the forests new? What's this giant cataclysm that clearly happened? Why has the earth been excavated and we're living in the remains of the ruins of something ancient? And then Tartaria came, and then we had the millennial reign of Christ, like not that recently, but it's kind of, as these new topics came along, I feel like a lot of this old stuff, like I got memory hold. And we got a little bit sidetracked into alternative history and hidden history and all this type of stuff. And that's important. That's interesting. And it definitely has its place. But I want to get back to basics a little bit. And maybe I'm going to start doing that on this channel in the future. I have a series called Remember. And maybe that might be a good place to start. If you didn't know this already, let me just quickly get this up on the screen to share with you guys what I'm talking about. But I did this when I first came back to YouTube in 2023. And I wanted to kind of like, I guess, remind myself, you know, get back into the swing of things, because I took like 5 years away living in the world, you know, as a supermarket manager, trying to just get on with my life and leave the life behind. I mean, you can't do that. It's impossible to do that, obviously. But I came back and I did this series called Remember, and it's a playlist on my channel, I think. Or is it just under Random Ruminations? I've got a playlist called Random Ruminations. And I'll get it up here. And I'll share the screen with you guys if you haven't seen this already. I've got lots of playlists on my channel, if you didn't know. But this is what it looks like, as you can see. We'll zoom in a little bit just to give it a bit more oomph. There we are. And yeah, if you go find Random Ruminations, this is spanning off over a long period of time. But the Remember series is in this. If I go all the way down to the bottom, it starts, this is where I just came back, a random little rant, you know, talking about Nimrod, and then it's tough being a truther, then I'm looking at like some things going on around me at the time in the music industry, talking about Doja Cat and Ice Spice and the Red Pill Rage phase of conspiracy. Then here it is, like, do you remember the RFID chip stuff? Do you guys remember this? Do you remember all the hype around this thing? Maybe you don't. Maybe it's been a little bit sidetracked and forgotten while I covered it in that one. And then it's like, we're talking about aliens actually being demons. Then we're talking about the pineal gland. Do you remember all the hype around that? And then we got the orbs of light. I remember seeing them. And remember this event? You know, rockets clearly detaching from themselves without anyone telling them that this is happening. It looks like some kind of weird UFO event. Non-playable character. Remember crop circles? Whatever happened to crop circles? Remember what's going on with them lately? You know, lately it seems like they're appearing looking like jesters. I remember this. When I recorded this in the car, I was driving home from a wedding I just photographed, because I was a wedding photographer at this point with a YouTube on the side. After quitting Aldi. Talking about NPCs again. Remember the whole NPC movement? I kind of rehashed that a little bit. Then we talked, do you remember the hoaxes? Everything's a false flag hoax movement that kind of was popular in the 2014, 2015 period. That was an interesting time, wasn't it? So I have this Remember series. You remember Comet Ison? Remember that? What about the Illuminati card game? We don't talk about that much anymore, do we? That's kind of gone a little bit to the side. What about Club 27? All those, all the musicians dying at the age of 27. iPet Goat 2, do you remember that? You know, do you remember the cloning centers? That was a big topic. That was a terrifying topic, the cloning centers one. And then I'm talking about Mr. Blobby, and then I get back into the Nephilim clown stuff a bit more. And then this is when things kind of took over with the Millennial Kingdom got involved. Remember No Forest on Flat Earth? Do you remember that one? You know, Mark and the Beast. I made this random video on odd things in the Black Desert as well. Cryptids. There's a lot of stuff on here. Let's go back in time. Go have a look. You know, I have a lot of random ruminations. I'm not going to lie, over the years, I've spoken about a lot of things. But I kind of stopped the Remember series like a year ago. But I feel like we need to go back. I feel like I need to go back, comb back through the history of conspiracy and try and dig up some of these old topics and blow the dust off them and give them a good look over, you know what I mean? And just try and recall and remember what it was like during that time, researching these things for the first time. Maybe we need to go over like Illuminati symbols and logos again and kind of just map them all out, all the companies, and just get it all together again. I think I want to start doing that. I think that's something I want to start working on. So I'm asking you guys now in the live Q&A, because this is what this is, like, what do you remember from the past? What do you think are the basics of conspiracy culture, of conspiratorial research? Like, what are the basic things you have to get down in the beginning? What was the first thing you kind of fell into? What topics do you remember from the past? This is a call to you guys to start letting me know. And while I'm catching up with the chat, I'll say hi to everybody and we'll see what's going on here. So David, thanks for being here. We've got James Carter at the Shelf of Wonder. Thanks for being here, James Carter. I appreciate it as always. We've got Jeff Nugent in the house. Says, how's everyone doing today? God bless. God bless to you too. We've got Cody. We've got Nancy. Smash that like button, she says. Absolutely. Thanks, Nancy. You're right. How are you today, Paul? I'm good. I'm tired, as always. You know, very tired. I do these things late. And I've got two kids. One of them's refusing to sleep. He's going through a bit of a growth spurt, learning to crawl. His body's going haywire. Now he won't sleep anymore. Excitement mode. And it's good fun. Good fun as always. But yeah, you know, I'm okay. I woke up this morning to a lot of like hate comments from people who just don't like the idea of me promoting merch on my channel. Like I haven't had a merch store for like a year already anyway, but the day I promote one, it's like, you beggar, you absolute scumbag, it's evil satanic shill, you know you're doing something wrong, your merch isn't even that good, you should be ashamed of yourself. And then someone does like heavily ripped into my book as well, and it's like, have you even read the damn thing? It doesn't sound like you've even read what I've written. At one point, I think he said in a rebuttal, like, I don't know anything about you. It's like, well, what the hell are you talking about then? Anyway, I had to deal with all that crap this morning, and I don't know. In a way, it's a good thing when these type of things happen as a big YouTube channel, because you realize you've just baited out the absolute dickheads who are just going to make your life hell with comments. So I've, in a way, my promotion of my merch brought the trolls and demons out into the chat, which let me get them and ban them basically and hide from the channel. So I'm kind of thankful for that in a way, but that wasn't nice to deal with that kind of crap in the morning. It's kind of, I don't feel like I did anything to deserve anything like that at all. And you know, at the end of the day, this is my job. And I know there's a lot of people who listen who really do not believe what I do is real work. I hear that. I've heard people say that to me plenty of times. And I don't think you, I just, what you do for to earn money is a job. This is what I do to earn money. This is a job to me. It's more than a job, of course. It's my passion. I love doing this. I never work a day in my life because I like my job. I like doing this. I get to talk about things I actually enjoy and love doing. But to keep doing this, I need to find ways to make money. And obviously, ad revenue is a great way through YouTube. So I'm blessed in that respect. I have Patreon for people who support me over there, which is wonderful. I sell books. I have a book out, which makes money as well, which helps in a great way. And all these little pieces put together makes a relatively decent wage. And I stupidly said in that post, thinking I was being funny, and I did. I actually only said this as just to add a bit of like self-deprecating levity into the situation that everyone can relate to. It's like, in a desperate attempt to claw myself out of some debt over having to buy a family car, I've released a new line of merch, you know, and I thought I was being funny. But people took that as me groveling in some way or complaining in some way, or I don't know. And maybe I shouldn't have said that. But again, it brought the demons out of people, and I had to kind of just deal with that this morning. It wasn't pleasant. I don't personally have any guilt or shame in monetizing what I do. I think if you're good at something, you know, you shouldn't give it away for free. And I am an artist. I make money through creating things. I put things out that I think are of value. And if people want to support that or buy the product, because I'm not giving them nothing in return, then that's on them to do that. You're not forced to do anything. And I think if you put something out of value, people will reciprocate in turn. And that's, I give it to God in that respect. And it's okay. It works out just fine. So in the future, I won't make any jokes about how much I owe my father for the car that he lent me. Well, he didn't lend me the car. I paid for like 80% of the damn thing. I didn't want to get finance and get in more crippling debt and owe money and pay excess amounts of APR on top of it. So my dad lent me the rest. So I owe my dad a few grand. I'm lucky. That's the least of my problems. That's a first world problem and I know it. Okay. But to pay off that debt, I have to earn money while at the same time paying my own bills and feeding the family, putting a roof over my head. And for some reason, people get really angry at the thought that I earn money this way. So there's some kind of like visceral energy among a certain generation of commentators where it's kind of like, get a real job, you scumbag. It's kind of like this I put hours into this. I've been talking straight already for like 3 hours. I've just come off an interview. You know, I've just created thumbnails. I've started these shows. I'm going to talk for another 2.5 hours. Then I've got to edit the videos, upload them. Then I've got to write the book. And then I've got to prepare for the next shows. Then I'm going to spend the morning answering emails, sending out invoices. I work full time. This is a job. Okay. But I think people think, or don't understand, or maybe there's a generation that are scared of the internet and don't understand it. They really don't think what I do has any value or is worthy of anything at all, because it's not a real job. And I think they need to realize the world has changed massively. The online space is where people make a lot of their money now. That's how it works. And again, I'm an artist. First and foremost, that's what I do. I create artwork. So I made artwork, you know, I've made merch with my logos on it, and it's basic. I can't put clowns on stuff. So I'm not going to do that if that's what people want, but I can put my font on there with my from my book. I can put the title of my book on things. I can create a slogan, "What in the Nephilim Clowns is that?" which I've said a few times in my life, you know, looking at crazy things around on a t-shirt, which I've tried. And people, I don't know, people just want to shit on you. Say, yeah, someone actually said you should get an artist involved in all of this. I'm like, ow, I've got an art degree. So now I'm thinking I might print my art degree on a t-shirt. I can wear it. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it's a vicious world on the internet. So Jeff, that's how I am today. Those are the things I have to deal with. Like, but I'm still here. I still do what I do. You know, it is what it is. And I can see my wife is already deleting messages in the chat. So somebody's been saying something again. What's it? Oh, I see. It's just a new gen theory like flat. Brainstorm without saying your question out loud. I cover a lot of topics on my channel. And I observe movements within the conspiracy culture. And that was one of the movements I observed for a long time and got to know and understand. And I'm taking a step back and I'm looking at it now with new eyes from an outsider perspective, trying to analyze it where it fits in. And yes, it very much does have a feel, something similar to how the Flat Earth movement rose and fell. And I kind of like to examine and watch these things as they happen in real time. So that's why I talk about it on my channel, because I understand conspiracy. And that's definitely one we had to understand. So there you go. That loosely answers your hidden question. I just watched a bunch of your blah, blah, blah content and I'm mind blown. Great work. What do you think of the role of Christians here on Earth will be while Gog and Magog rally against New Jerusalem? Well, Tony L, I've released lots of videos about that already. If you want to go check out that. Today, we're not talking about that. And again, this channel is not one of those channels. Like, it's just not. So we'll leave that there. Paul, really, that sucks. Technology is very unreliable, even if you back stuff up. I don't trust computers. Yeah, no, I am quite upset about the loss of all those old videos. I hope somebody else has them or has something similar that they can share with us. Email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com if you do have a backlog of old conspiracy videos from back in the day, because I would love to watch them just for nostalgia purposes and kind of like to relearn some of the things we were looking at. I mean, do you remember when everyone was examining the 2012 Olympics and decoding all the stuff surrounding that before it happened, and all the symbolism that was in everything, the one-eyed mascots, the pyramid lights all around the stadium, and the timings and the dates and all that sort of stuff about the events that were going to happen? People really thought a horrible, like, huge disaster was going to happen on a certain date during the Olympics because of all that stuff, and it was interesting times. Do you remember that? Were you there? Let me know if you were there. Maybe learn some basic technology usage. Brainstorm, what the hell are you talking about? That was the golden age of conspiracy. It was the golden age. That's what we call it. JFK was my start. Someone said, yeah, that's an old one. It would be interesting to look at the original topics and see our thoughts on them now, since we're all more seasoned, says Kanga. Well, this is what I mean. I do like to do that. I like to go back in time and pull these things up from the archives and just reconsider them, you know, have a retrospective about them in light of what we know now or what we've seen happen now. And I think you realize maybe we were wrong about a few things as well, but as well as being proved right about a lot of things too. But I remember back in the day, a lot of it was really centered around exposing that Satanists quite literally rule everything, and that was a big deal then. That was something we were really struggling to get to grips with. And like seeing all the way like New York is laid out with its roads, and Washington's laid out with its the way the roads are kind of all laid out with like pentagrams and stars and a lot of occult symbols kind of hidden in there, and the owl and all this type of stuff. And then there was like obviously Bohemian Grove, and you see these elites in front of a giant owl of Minerva, you like the cremation of care ritual with a burning a body or an effigy of a body, as they say. Your Building 7 is another one there. This is like, these were old things, you know, like that we don't really talk about or think about anymore, which I do feel like need a revival in our memory, so we don't get like lazy or forget or distracted too much, because now it's like a thing a day. Something every day is happening now that's like research worthy, you know, that we need to take a second look at and figure out, and it's before we have a chance to get to grips with that current thing, the next thing happens and we just can't keep up anymore. But back then it was like something big would happen maybe every like 2 months or 3 months or so. It was slow going. We had time to unpack stuff and decode things, and we were still learning a lot, you know. So it was just a different time. I feel like we should just need to slow down a little bit, rehash some of these old things, and then look at today's world and think, are they playing any of their old playbooks again? Maybe we need to go through all the Illuminati playing cards again and see if there's anything that matches what's going on now or that we missed, or see what's left, you know, what do we need to see yet? I would like to do that. Let me just catch you with the chat again. It's kind of getting away from me a little bit. Sorry, guys. Hello. We got Blake, we got Kanga, we got Suzanne in the house, we got Amelia. Good to see you guys. Lots of regular faces in the house. We got Joseph. Most conspiracy theories are red herrings to lead away from the JQ, which is the source of the banking cartels and wars, says Joseph. Yes, true. Yeah, a lot of it does lead back to that. Absolutely. Unfortunately, this is not the platform to point out the obvious and notice things, unfortunately. But yeah, no, that's there, and there's plenty of people who point that out ad nauseum every day, clear as day. It's there. It's absolutely there. And at the same time, they're not all red herrings. They are things that do happen that often have a common source, yeah, and a common perpetrator and funder, which can all be linked back to, like I said, the JQ, as you said, more often than not. But I think there is a Luciferian underpinning behind all of it as well, and there's also a spiritual war aspect behind all of this too, which kind of transcends religion or race. So we do have to always bring it back to that, otherwise we'll end up getting a bit silly with where we direct our hatred and energy, and bad things start happening when people don't realize we're at war with ideas and spirits and for spiritual wickedness in high places, you know. Hi everyone, I just got in. The setting dates for the kidnapping again. A lot of people are dreaming that September 23rd or 24th will happen. I'm not entirely convinced by the Jensen Delta. You know, Jensen, that's a good September 23rd. They always do this every single year. I've been watching this now. I've been in the game for like 15 years, 14 years. September 23rd has been predicted to be the date of the rapture since forever. Okay, it's always pushing back an extra year. It's always another year. They're always setting the dates for when it's going to happen. When Revelation kicks in, when the tribulation begins, it's always, always, always September 23rd. It's a lie. It's not what's going on. Okay, that's not what's going on. I think there's something heavily occult about the number 923. Or do you guys do 239 in America? Anyway, there's something. No, it's the other way around. Yeah, we we do a day, month, year on our calendar. So it'd be 23rd of the 9th. What are we now? 2025, are we? I'm losing track. I don't even know anymore. But yeah, it's always been September 23rd. In fact, I bet there's a video on my channel where I talked about this. I want to have a look right now, actually. I want to have a look. I've got to check to see if I've done this already, because I know I probably have. September 23rd. I've got to do this now. I have to see content videos. Let's go back in time. Let's make this 50 videos per page. Okay, I'll share the screen with you while we're doing this so you can see. There it is. So the lot of videos over the years. We're going to go back in time here. And I know I've talked about September the 23rd already. I know I've done this because it's always September 23rd when they have the predictions. They always do this. I think it's got a picture on it from Loki, like where the timelines converge or something like that in the thumbnail. I swear that's what it's got. Let me keep going. Talk about Mormons, narcissism. Say things out loud. Left them clown 44, Marine Kingdoms. So I'm in March here, February 2024. Let's just go keep going back. August. I went the other way there, didn't I? Let's keep going. I would have said it just before September, so let's keep going down. Keep going down. November. We're getting there. September. Yeah, here it is. This is the video I made in 2023, is it? 2024, about September 23rd. 2 years ago, we were talking about this. The end times timeline shift rapture. September 23rd is here. You know, and I'm in my car. I am in my car. Yeah. And I'm just going on and on and on about loads of things of the time where everyone's saying, look at all this stuff here. Look what's going on. Revelation sign, the woman birthing with a moon at her feet and the sun, blah, blah, blah. And all the planets are aligning. Look, it's all happening now. Like the timeline shift's coming. CERN's in full effect. It's like, I remember it all. It's always September 23rd. They always pull that game. Don't believe any of it. All right. Do not believe any of it. That's not the case. Oh, look at that beard. I shaved it all off. What was I thinking? I've shaved years off. But yeah, gents, I'm not surprised. Maybe I'll have to look back into that and do another talk on it. I'm going to have to look into what they're saying and then make another video about it. Chinese balloons. Chinese lanterns, the orbs in the sky. Yeah. Wrestling is fake is the first conspiracy every kid learns, I think. I thought it was that Santa Claus wasn't real. I thought that was the first devastating thing. my wife saying, don't worry, guys, he's hired a real artist to sort his merch out now. It's me. Yeah, I'm gonna hand it over to my wife and she can make the merch instead. Because clearly, whatever I make, everyone just thinks, well, Paul's absolutely shit at his job and we should just burn everything he's ever created down. Like, heaven forbid I make any merch anymore. I thought the Truth of Therapy session range looks pretty stylish. I like this hoodie. I like this. I like the cup, you know. Not a licensed therapist. They're right here. I think it's quite good. On the back, it says not a licensed therapist as well. You can kind of just make it out there loosely. I like the hoodie. I don't think it's all bad. Maybe the Nephilim Clown range isn't the greatest looking thing, but I have to keep it simple. You know, I like I think simple is more often than not. Operation Mockingbird. What's that? I'm drawing a blank here. What is that one about again? Operation Mockingbird. The Cold War large-scale program of the United States CIA to manipulate domestic American news media organizations for propaganda purposes. Yeah, this is where the CIA basically took over all the journalists, all the news stations and everything, and has been basically since then controlling and dictating what Americans think and believe ever since. Yeah, I remember that one now. It's all coming back to me. It's around the biblical feast that Yah's loving instructions tell us to keep, because it's when he makes his moves, rehearsals for the play. So you were September 23rd to the Kyle, no offense. MK Ryan's in the house. Howdy, gang. Good to see you. It's nice you to turn up to work. Fairly certain I helped make that logo, though, so I did half the work there. Yeah, well, you helped with the clown face as well, didn't you? Yeah, we were all... Yeah, and yeah, my wife helped me make this, too. Like, my wife is the merch queen. She's going to work on it. She's going to sort it out for me. She's going to get it looking good. It's not their business. If they don't like it, swipe away. We support you because you give us good info and love the Father and our Lord Jesus, says Nancy. Well, thanks, Nancy. I appreciate that. Right, guys, I got half an hour left of this show and I'm going to go to members only. So like I said at the start of this, if you're just coming in, this is only going to be an hour live Q&A. Just a bit of fun, a bit of back and forth, you know, just. I came off the back of another interview, so I haven't really prepared for this one. It's not the usual big presentations I would normally do, but I have my moments where things get sparked and I go on a bit of a rant. So that's what I'm doing right now. But after this, in about half an hour, I'm going to switch over to members only and I'm going to read from the book in progress, The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, Volume 2 of the Now. I've been doing some writing again. I have been reading what I've already written and kind of restructuring it, and I've managed to write a few more paragraphs and kind of box off one of the first chapters, which is a very long one about America. I've got like 17,000 words already. It's getting kind of ridiculous. And anyway, I'm going to read some of that to you guys so you can see what that's about in the members only. And obviously I have a members only chat as well. So if you want to join that, just join the YouTube membership. I think it's like $2 or something to get access to that. And if you're a patron member, it will be uploaded on there afterwards, so you will get access to it too. Jealousy is not the same as envy, says KK Westbury. I don't know what that's about. Money corrupts much, makes people feel certain ways. It's funny, says David. In a way, yeah, I guess. Like when you're a millionaire, you certainly don't view other people as the same thing as you, I imagine. I wouldn't know. But if you're just trying to make money to survive like the rest of us, I don't think that really changes people that much. Jealousy is when someone takes something that belongs to you, like a spouse or child. Envy is wanting something that's not yours. Coveting, yeah, covetousness. That's true. The debt and car line was definitely funny and relatable. That's what I thought, Tony, but apparently, and the devil incarnate for even mentioning such a thing, and it brought out the worst in people. I've been for like 10-20 minutes and there's almost one question answered. Good job, bro, says Brainstorm. Well, Brainstorm, you can get kicked out of the chat and you've been hidden from the channel, bro. That's how it's going. No one can see you anymore. Goodbye. Only I could see your stuff. It's like someone really beat me to it. But yeah, we don't need that kind of energy in here, man. We don't need that. I think people who don't understand the live Q&A, it's just called live Q&A because I've been doing this for so long. And it's like episode 68 or something. I think I keep tracking it on the podcast. They're all numbered on there, but on here they're just random. This is kind of a live Q&A. Normally I do a presentation and then talk to the guys. Right now I'm just in the chat talking to you. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say now and we'll have a bit of a bit of a back and forth with my wife saying, don't read, guys, he hired a real artist. Yeah, so I've caught up with my wife, was saying, selling books is fine, but merch isn't, weird, says Al Tuition. Exactly, that's what I thought. I was like, I've crossed the line, what do you know? I'm watching this while driving, says Corey. Well, stay safe. I hope you're staying safe. Seems like another satanic deception to discourage those who hope for a specific date, says Jensen. Yeah, well, obviously, in light of the Little Season research, this whole date setting for the rapture thing does seem absolutely outrageous now from that perspective, doesn't it? And you can definitely see the benefits of keeping people locked into that at any minute now, or half of your loved ones and friends are going to vanish or something like that. I think it's definitely useful as a control mechanism, that's for sure. Volume 2, the Nephilim will look like clowns. for the future, eh? No, it's just the Nephilim look like clowns, Volume 2, the now. The first one was Volume 1, the history. So then once the Volume 2 is written and boxed off and kind of finalised, I'll turn them into a Volumes 1 and 2 set. So it's just one book. You can buy each individual or you can buy them as one book. So those will be the three products available for the actual book itself. And then there'll be an audiobook for the second volume made as well. So you can then that'll be combined into one. So you can buy the full audiobook, which would be like 20 hours worth of audio. Probably it's going to be like a 800, 700 page book when it's finished. But then it's done. And then I think I can move on, focus on other things and take that enormous weight and pressure off my back of needing to get a product out and write this book and finish this project, which is just stressing me out beyond belief. I don't have enough time to write books, but I have to write the books. I have to make the time somehow between, you know, trying to keep food on the table and raise two children and the rest of it. It's the never ending cycle of I've got to do my two live shows a week. I've got to do this. I've got to edit this. I've got to do that show. It's too so much stuff to do. Where do I find time to write? So I'm working on making time. I'm figuring it out. I definitely banned that guy ages ago, says the wife. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Good. She's on it. Garth, hello, Paul. God bless you. Good to see you, Garth. You can't please everyone, Paul. I don't even try to, says Jeff. Exactly. Well, I'm not trying to please everybody. I'm just being me and doing what I do. But that's not enough either. Apparently that's offensive and is worthy of... people attacking me. Trans birds aren't real, says Sebastian. The medulla effect is more like it. Mandela effect was Mr. Jones's nexus point, it seems. Basically, what we're learning is I'm responsible for all of your success as the wife. Well, that's what they say, isn't it? You know, behind every great man is an even greater woman or something like that. Not that I'm a great man or anything, but yeah, if I would say a lot of my success is down to you believing in me. That's true. You gave me the ability to do this and be where I am today and make a living doing this. You encouraged me to quit a job that was crushing my soul to pursue our dreams. And so in many ways, yeah, this wouldn't have happened without you. That's for sure. Is it Sukkot on the 23rd? Is that what it's all about? MK Ultra says the end soon. Yeah, that's a classic one, the MK Ultra stuff. I might revisit the MK Ultra stuff. What celebrities are glitching out today? Anyone know? Like, it can't just be Katy Perry anymore, though she's still just doing weird stuff from what I've seen. Are there newer, younger celebrities in the game now who are robotically breaking down and short-circuiting from the mind control programming? Is that happening anymore? have they got it on lock now? Is it impossible now? Joyful One, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. It's scary, I agree, but the eminent domain is scarier. You're a great guy, just keep being you, brother. Oh, thanks, Jeff, I appreciate that. I don't yet have the book, says LMK, but I understand it is text only. Any chance of ever releasing some sort of accompanying photographic compendium to help people visualize things, captioned, etc.? No, because it costs a lot of money to... get images. You have to license them, and one image can cost hundreds of pounds. You have to be aware of that. Like, I can't just pull images off the internet and slap them in my book legally. That would be a legal nightmare if I ever got caught doing that, and I could lose everything. It would just be awful. No, I can't afford that. I don't have that kind of money to put pictures in a 800 word book when it's finished. Like, no chance. But what I do have is, through fair use, laws on YouTube, an entire video resource you can go and watch, which covers a lot of the topics that are in the book, that visually show everything I'm discussing. So the YouTube video series is the companion for the book in a way. Like, visually speaking, I have laid out thousands of images on there on a regular basis. Even when I'm like doing the slideshows when talking to you guys here, you know, if it's not this thing playing, I would let the clown slideshow play. And here you just see a huge assortment of pictures relating to many of the cultures and research points I'm making and what we're on about, you know. So if you've watched any of these slideshows in the past in one of my past interviews, you probably already have a large compendium of images in your brain from memory that explains all of this. So that's the best I can do for now, really. And I can give you the links in the references. So if you read the book, it's packed with references. If you follow the reference number to the back, it takes you to a link. If you follow that link, it shows you pictures. So it is there if you want to look for it. I've given everything I possibly can for you, but I cannot afford to fill it with images. And I'm not going to fill it with AI crap. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to compromise the quality of the book with AI images like that. You know, it's some people might be okay for some people. It's not okay for me. It's got to be real. I've got to get the real pictures of the real things from real photographers who've been to these places and seen these tribes. They cost money. You have to license them. And I just don't have that kind of money, I'm afraid. I don't have a publishing house. I'm self-published. I don't have anyone who's bankrolling it necessarily like that. It's just not the way it's going, unfortunately. But the information's all there. The references are there. The links in the references are there. If you bought the ebook, those links you can click on and they'll send you straight to the website where I got my information from. Or if I want you to visually see something or imagine it, I post a link to a picture in the references as well. So you can see an image by clicking the links in the references. So the book is fully referenced up with images if you follow the links. So there we go. That is there. I just can't put the image in the book, unfortunately. Maybe in the future, once the book is finished completely, I might revisit it and release a special edition, I don't know, 10-year anniversary version with images because for some reason I've suddenly become a millionaire. I can afford to do that now. Maybe. Probably not. I'm going to be very honest with you there. That's probably not going to happen. I wish I could go back and tell myself how much I'd know about clowns, says the wife. I know, right? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for doing that to you. Been around a while, says, love this channel, has opened my eyes to so many realities. Well, thanks for that. That's nice to hear. I'd say you're pretty great in the truth journey, so she must be a really great wife, says Garth. She is. She's not a truther like me. She's not interested at all in all that kind of stuff. But it's amazing that she allows me to sit here and ramble on for hours and on end every other night about this. So let's give it to my wife for the support. The moon is a hollow alien ship placed in orbit, says Mr. Jones. I remember that one. It rings like a bell too. You remember that? That's a nostalgic trip. I remember that theory. I remember all of that stuff. The clown stuff hits home most when you think of McDonald's and Jack in the Boxes. Yeah, you know, tell me about it. Tupac is still alive, says Mr. Jones. That's another good one. Mr. Jones is... he knows. You've been here a while. You've been doing this for a long time. Our Abba Father truly brought you into my life after a very specific prayer for knowledge of where we truly are in history and wherever there is really going to be a rapture. And that I've been waiting for, says the end soon. Well, I'm glad my work has helped you in some way gain new perspective. We're still learning, though. We're always learning. We haven't stopped learning. We haven't figured it all out. We won't know it all until we get to talk to God in the end. Okay, so don't forget that, all right? Don't get stuck. You could draw them yourself, says Danielle. The pictures? Well, that's not evidence, though, is it? Me drawing the images myself, that's not evidence of what I'm discussing and talking about. People want to see the images of the cultures actually doing these things as proof they're actually doing them. And that's how I want, if I was to put pictures into it, I want them to be officially sourced, documented images that can be linked back to original photographers who can explain where they came from and contextually understand the images. I want them to be real, you know, and not just some drawings or some AI stuff about what I feel like they would look like. So, because I'm trying to prove a point. I'm trying to prove that the Nephilim did look like clowns. So I've got to keep it real. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to catch up with the chat there. It kind of jumped away. Oh, no, I fully understand. I appreciate the slideshows, and that's good to know. You can just click the links in the ebook. Are any of the slideshow images AI? A few of them are, but they're obviously AI, and they were created by not me, but fans who were trying to make images. So I included them in there just for fun, but I make it clear when they're AI. They're obviously AI. I mean, if I showed you the slideshow now, I think one might come up if I just do it quickly. There's always one in there somewhere. But all these are real so far. I think that's AI, though I'm not 100%. I think it is. That's real. Real. They're obviously AI when they're AI is what I'm saying. And I would never include them in the book. I mean, that's obviously AI. Someone else made that, trying to imagine what I was talking about a bit more. And I thought, that's pretty close. So let's put them in there for posterity for fun. But they're not. No. When it's AI, it's really obvious. That's real. That's a Balinese mask. That's Harry Styles rocking the Harlequin look. Yeah, these are all real. The majority. And that's Cirque du Soleil's poster. That's the Carretos of Portugal. That's, I can't remember that one, but that's in Brazil. I think Comic Relief or Carretos. Some of these images unfortunately get stuck in like a weird loop. These are the Iroquois masks. Is that how you pronounce it? I can't remember now. I think it's the Iroquois. These are the False Face Society masks. Yeah, so, you know, I when they're AI, they're obviously AI, like I just showed you there. These are in Africa. So they are real. And no, so I don't really play with AI much, but I did do an episode where people shared their AI images with me that they'd made, and I made it clear I'm sharing with you the AI images people have made. These are not real, you know. I do make it obvious when it's the case. Off topic, do you have any old ghost stories, says Gregory DeGraff. I don't have any ghost stories necessarily about, like, from the spooky past, blah, blah, blah. But I did have an odd encounter once when I was younger with a friend that I really can't explain. Like, it's a bit creepy and weird. I don't think it's a ghost story. It's more like a cryptid encounter of some kind. And there was, I think, it must have been around 2009, maybe. Around about that time period, about maybe 2009, 2010. And I was with a friend of mine, a good friend, and we were walking back from our city home. And to get there, you can go down this big long path that goes through farmland and fields. And we went just as it was getting dark. So we were leaving town and walking back this way. And the sun was setting, and it was kind of, we thought we had a lot more time, you know. And we eventually got to this part where there's a forest. And you go into the bottom of the forest, and you work your way up through the hill, which is all forest. And when you come out the other side, you're in a main road where it's not far from where we live, next to the village where we live, where we could make our way back home, you know. So we're going through this forest, and it's getting dark by this point, and it was getting, like, the sun was getting to the point where it's pitch black now. It's got, the sun's gone, like, and we're in the middle of a forest. There's no light whatsoever. The moonlight isn't even getting through the canopy. So we're trying our best to, like, get through this forest, right? And at the same time, I think we were tripping. I think we were smoking weed, and I think we'd taken acid. I think that's what had happened. I can't really remember exactly, but we were freaking out. We were definitely on something. If not just simply, it might have just been cannabis, I don't know. But It's what you do on the journey, isn't it? It's a long walk. It's what we were doing. I'm not glorifying it. I don't do that anymore. You know, it's just what I was like years ago, you know, as a young person in my late teens, early 20s. And suddenly we're at this part of the forest path where we've just got to this point where it's a big long stretch, and then you get to the main road, and it must be like a 200, 300 meter stretch. Okay. And as you, halfway through this stretch, the forest kind of disappears, and it's more like hedges next to you in a farm type of a situation. And we could just see the light, you know, at the end of it. And something happened above us when we were kind of like still in the forest. A loud crack happened above our heads, like a big tree branch had just snapped off. Okay, like this thing had just snapped clean off. I can't explain it any other way. It was. I swear it slammed down next to us as well. Like, and we were like, "What the hell was that? What just made that happen? What is in the trees in Britain that can make that happen? What's heavy enough to snap the tree branches off something as it leaps from one to another?" Because that's what it sounded like was going on. So we like stop walking a bit faster. You know, we're getting a little bit like worried here, and then we hear it again, and again, and again. And it's like, what is going on? Like, we're freaking out. It's getting closer. It's like swinging through the trees above us. And it's like, we don't have monkeys in the UK that could do this type of thing. Like, the things we get in trees here are squirrels and wood pigeons, right? This was weird. This is like something was leaping through the canopies of the trees around us, getting closer. And we just ran. We start sprinting down this path. Because we know at the end of it, we can get to like a road where cars go past, civilization, you know, and this thing is right behind us, like cracking further and further and closer, like swinging towards us through the tree canopy. And it's pitch black. We can't see a thing. Like, we don't even have a light, you know what I mean? We've got nothing, just our eyes adjusting loosely to the gaps in the forest, you know, like, and that scared the crap out of me. That was terrifying. Something was hunting us in the forest from the tree canopy, chasing us down. And by the time, you know, we got out and we were like, let's just forget that ever happened, you know, and we just kept going. And that was it. Like, what do you do after something like that? We were so baffled. And I've been back to that forest many times since then in the daytime, and I still can't make sense of what it was. And the biggest animal I've seen in that forest was a badger. Okay, which is not that big and sticks to the ground and doesn't leap through trees, you know. So that's my spooky cryptid weird encounter. What the hell was that story that I've had in the past? Very, very weird, very scary as well. Like, this thing saw us, it knew we were there, and it was chasing us through. I don't know. It was like it was trying to make us scared with the way it behaved as well. So odd. Isn't there a cryptid in England that is essentially an ape man standing 4 foot tall? It's an obscure one, but I vaguely remember hearing about it, says Altuition. I don't know. I don't know. It's new to me if that's the case. Maybe. I mean, the ape man cryptid, or the wild man cryptid, is a very common one all across Europe. So it wouldn't surprise me. That could have been what it was. I honestly have no idea. I honestly have no idea what that was, but that was terrifying. That was truly a heart pumping, blood running, let's leg it before this thing gets us moment that I've never experienced since, and hopefully never experience again, because I'm not as fit as I was then anymore. My knees are not the same after working at Aldi for 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I could escape this thing if it happened to me again. I think I'm done. I'm done for. I don't know. Hello, Paul in chat. Is it possible that the Hubble telescope actually took a picture of heaven in 1994? NASA later denied it, says Rev Bev. That's interesting. I have never heard that one before. Where can we get this photo? Is there a link? Do you have a link to the photo or anything of the sorts? Sounds like a predator or something, says Jeff. Yeah, maybe. Sounds like a human, says Sven. It wasn't human. Like, there's no way a human being can in the pitch black swing from these trees are not small trees. I don't think you understand. This is an old forest. Like, the base of some of these trees are like 4 to 5 foot wide. Like, as wide as, you know, the old, like, tall, massive. Humans aren't scaling these trees. I'm sorry, that's not what's happening. Like, they are not. No way. Like, I'm not an idiot. Like, whatever that thing was, I don't know. It wasn't human, I can tell you that much. And you can clearly see in the dark as well, I'll say that much. Kids nowadays like vultures. Might have to look into that. I don't know what that's about. He drew that tattoo on paint. Yeah, I did, yeah. When I was 17, not my smartest decision. Why have you got an emoji on your arm? I guess so. It's just a smiley face. That's all it is. Right, guys. So we're coming up to the hour mark again. And this is going to switch over to members only for the last hour. I'll give a reading from my audiobook, from my new book I'm writing, The Nephilim Clowns Volume 2. I'll give you some inside, behind the scenes tea on what's going on with that and where I'm at and what I'm thinking. Sorry, guys, I'm just reading questions there. But yeah, that's what's going to happen after this. So if you want to join, just become a member. I think it's like $2 to be a member of it, and you can come over to that. More intimate, more. We can talk about a lot more on there as well and get away with things. It's a chance for me to actually see your questions as well and not just get buried in the chaff and the noise, which happens quite a lot in this chat, to be honest. Oh, I see. I was thinking about the size of a mature oak tree. I wasn't clear on the size of the woods. Yeah, no, some of these trees, like the center tree, is massive. It's huge. And it might even be an oak, for all I know, but it's like... you look up at this thing and it's towering. I haven't got it to hand. I took a picture of it. I've got it somewhere. I can show you. But yeah, this was like... something was leaping from big branches to big branches and snapping twigs in between and even like snapping big chunks of wood while it was at it. It must have been heavy, whatever it was, but I don't think it was human. But it must have had some serious strength as well. Lol, Paul, I was asking about homeschooling advice. Ah, yeah. Yeah, I haven't got any advice myself, to be honest. I know there's a whole section on my Telegram dedicated to homeschooling, so go and check that out if you haven't already. What you're describing is what many Americans describe when describing Bigfoot encounters or Sasquatch. Perhaps it was. Who knows? It was dark. I didn't see a thing. The sound is all I had, and that was terrifying enough, I'll say that much. Hey, I'm new to the channel, says Sven7. What should I call you, and where did this sighting take place? I'll try to study cryptids and folklore surrounding the area and try to conclude an answer. You can call me Paul, because that's my name. Welcome to the channel. I'm glad you're here. And I'm not going to tell you where the sighting takes place, because that's my home, and I don't want to tell people where I live. That's just not what I want to do. But it's England. It's the north of England, and that's a big place. So go nuts with that, okay? I just want to ask, why is that a lot of these newer scary movies have the same-looking monster? Like with the lily flower face. Oh, I like the Demigorgons from Stranger Things. That's a good point. I'm not sure. Maybe I have to look into that, Christina. But yeah, I've noticed the same pattern. You're right. College debt is another one there. Mr. Jones is just chucking out all these old conspiracies. I was thinking of the very creative man-monkey cryptid sighting in Staffordshire. Very creative name. it's on YouTube. Backmasking songs, satanic messages in songs played reversed. Oh, Mr. Jones, I'm going to have to go through all of this chat and just get your messages alone and write a list. If you want to email me a list at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com, I'd really appreciate that, just to jog my memory on some of these topics. I'd love to make some videos about these old topics again. Some badgers have rabies. They do. Thanks for telling me about that. Paul, look up North Carolina Bigfoot encounter. He's ripping a tree apart in a guy's backyard and he catches it on camera, and it's kind of what you're describing, jumping from tree to tree. North Carolina Bigfoot encounter. I will look into that, Jason. Thanks for letting me know. Paul sounded like the dude describing the killer rabbit on Monty Python and Holy Grails as Ben T. Ben T, you're back, are you? I see. Here to troll a little bit more. That's a fair boundary. I'll do my best work around it, Paul, says Sven7. And Star Trek, A Quiet Place. A bit worried they might be modelled after something real. Yeah, well, parasites. They're modelled after parasites. Parasites have that kind of mouth and face. Makes it easier to latch onto the flesh, Christina. So I think that's likely what they're hinting at. That the real demons, the real monsters, are parasites. Microscopic little monsters. So there we go, Christine. I'm probably going to end it on that, to be honest, because I'm coming up to the hour mark now. I've got to start the next stream. If you're watching this, it'll redirect you to the members only live stream. That's what's going to come next. And again, if you want access to that, I think it's like $2 minimum entry or something. More intimate. I'm going to give a reading from my second book, and you've got me there for a little bit just to have a bit of a members only chat, which will be available on Patreon. It'll be re-uploaded to Patreon once available and once I can do that from YouTube. So there we go, guys. Just a quick live Q&A, just a quick conversation, a bit of fun coming after being on a podcast before this, which will be out soon. I'll share that with you guys. Thanks for being here. If you want to support me in any way, please consider buying yourself a book from Amazon or from me directly. I do have a new batch of signed copies coming in soon. So if you want to pre-order one of them, you can email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com, and you can pay for that through me directly, and I can mail that out to you once it arrives. That is an option. And also, if you want to buy an audiobook, you can buy one through Amazon or through me directly for £20. So email me if you're interested in buying one through me directly, and I can send you a link which will give you access to a free copy of the audiobook. I just get 100% of the profits if we do it that way. So again, that's always an option, guys. But I think that's it. Check out the merch store, even if it's terrible, so I've been told. I'll be talking to you guys soon. I'll have another Truth of Therapy sessions on Sunday as usual. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.